strange accent. My mother has a rather strange accent because she lived in England for 30 years or something, but she originally comes from Poland, so she has, I suppose that she has a slight accent. I mean, I don't notice it personally because I've lived, well, because it's her normal voice to me ever since I was born, but if you actually hear her voice back on a tape recorder or something, it sounds like quite a strong accent.
Yeah, Polish accent.
Yes.
Also, my origin is from Poland.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my grandparents came from Poland too. But I think it was long ago.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. What part of Poland did they come from?
I don't even know. I was never so interested in I was more interested in the other branch, who was many generations in Israel.
Yes,
I find more fascinating.
Yes, yes.
It's interesting.
Yes.
And so you are now 5 years more or less in Cambridge?
No, I've only been 3 years in. Well, come April, I will have been 3 years in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I lived for 5 years in Edinburgh. Doing my first degree there.
It's a great place.
Yes, it is. It is a very nice place to live, actually. The only snag is it's quite cold.
Yes,
in the winter months, and there's usually quite a strong wind which sort of bites through you.
Oh, yes. It's like Jerusalem, you know.
Oh yes, I've never been to Jerusalem, so I don't know that. But I think I've seen most European cities, and I can't think of any which I preferred to Edinburgh actually. Because when I lived in Edinburgh, I used to spend my summer going by train around Europe, sort of, well, two different parts of Europe in different years, and then I'd return to Edinburgh and see it again, like sort of a tourist would see it for the first time. I think, oh, I mean, it's absolutely amazing here.
It is.
So.
And what do you like to do, hobbies or things in your own free time?
Well, I at the moment I don't have too much free time because I'm trying to write up my PhD as fast as possible. But when I do have time, I used to play the classical guitar, but I've lapsed quite a lot now. So but I still occasionally play it, just to keep sort of a few of the most basic pieces going. apart from that, well, I quite often like to go out to the cinema or to the theatre or something like that. I used to have quite a lot of hobbies at school, sort of painting and drawing and and I used to play several different musical instruments and things, but then gradually, as I went further and further on in school, exams came up and loomed and things, so other things went out of the window, and academic work took over.
I'm playing the clarinet. I mean,
yes.
But I'm not lately. A couple of years, I'm not playing so much. But I still have this
side
for the future that I was.
Oh, yes. I used to play the clarinet in my school orchestra.
Yeah?
Yes. But well, the problem was that the school orchestra used to play rather boring music, sort of, I don't know, old Irish folk tunes and things, which was sort of, well, because the music teacher was quite old and sort of doddery and just like to sort of old Irish folk tunes sort of thing. So we used to have to play these sort of rather boring pieces of music, so I stopped going to it, and then my lessons were stopped as a reprisal. but I still have my clarinet, but I haven't played it for 10 years or something. Which in the case of the clarinet is quite bad, because on a few occasions that I have tried to play again, it's very hard to get the breathing right and to sort of I only need to sort of play it for 2 minutes and I'm out of breath and sort of
it's terrible. Mm. Very difficult sometimes, very becomes very stiff and achy.
Yes.
And also the wrist, I found something when I don't play my hands, or the wrist,
they're
very comfortable.
Well, yes, and I have to try and find some soft reeds again, because at the stage when I left playing the clarinet, I only had hard reeds, and of course it's quite hard to play on a hard reed if you haven't played for a while.
Yeah.
So it's all sort of blowing noises and then squeaks and screeches. I just tend to sort of give up now.
You can play nicer, but it has more potential, I think, also social and the chord. It's harmonic instrument. Harmonic instrument is entirely different than
Yes, well, it's nicer in that it's more flexible. I suppose the styles of music which you can play are a lot more more flexible. it's harmonic rather than playing single notes at a time. But for a while after I left the school orchestra. Because I thought the music which they played was rather boring, so I took up playing jazz on the clarinet. Not very well, but I used to play with some other people who were interested in playing jazz, and that was a very good fun. It was the first time that I'd actually really enjoyed playing. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, it had just been something which I sort of was forced to do as part of my school lessons and something. Because I actually asked to play the bassoon, but they wouldn't let me play the bassoon until I learned the clarinet first, you see, which is what I was playing. So I was playing. So I had to learn an instrument which at first I didn't really want to play. So it's not very motivating.
About jazz, I love listening to jazz.
Mm.
It's a great thing. I think it's the most enjoyable thing to listen to. Sometimes it depends on your moods and
yes.
But I found it difficult to play myself. Improvise. It's very difficult. Maybe lack of experience, lack of knowledge about the scale. I don't have any theory about it.
Well, I didn't really have any theoretical knowledge. And it's a lot easier to play jazz on the clarinet than on the guitar, because on the guitar you're thinking about harmonic, about chord structures and all kinds of things. We played a very, very simple jazz, not a complicated sort of Dixieland or not really a traditional jazz, more. I don't know where we got the tunes from, but they were sort of a bit slower, and it was quite easy. Since they were sort of like recurring chord sequences and so on, one eventually, after you'd played it for a while, you can even start off with three notes or something, and then you eventually find a whole range of possible notes. And you obviously start off by trying to play the tune, which is reasonably easy. And then from that, I just used to use at first other notes from the same tune, just jumble them up basically. And then then after you'd played the same piece several times, you found whole sequences which would recur, sort of, that you could play, and it became quite easy because you then had quite a large repertoire. I mean, you sort of knew all of other notes which you could use, which in the clarinet that's not terribly difficult because there are only a limited number of notes and a reasonably limited number of notes. So it was actually quite easy to pick up, really.